California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is rallying support for his plan to solve California's fiscal problems. He wants voters to approve a $15 billion bond measure to pay off debt and at the same time put a cap on how much the state may spend in future years. But he needs the legislature's approval to get the measures on the March ballot, and Friday is the deadline, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Yesterday in San Diego, amid the palm trees and Christmas ornaments of a downtown shopping mall, Arnold Schwarzenegger told a couple of thousand people that he needs their help to convince the legislature to put his economic recovery plan on the March ballot.
Do I have your commitment to call all right to the politicians? Yes? All right.
One of those politicians was on stage with Schwarzenegger, though mainly as an onlooker. Assemblywoman Christine Kehoe is a moderate Democrat from San Diego who's running for state Senate next year. In fact, most of Schwarzenegger's campaign appearances this week are in districts represented by moderate Democrats facing election in 2004. Kehoe says some wonder if they should read something threatening into the governor's choice of campaign stops.
When the governor's office and the governor's staff are saying, we'll work in a bipartisan manner, but there may be severe consequences if you don't support us, that kind of mixed message is unsettling for the legislature.
Schwarzenegger has said he's not trying to put the squeeze on Democrats. His spokeswoman, Margita Thompson, says the governor is just taking advantage of what she calls his unique connection to the voters.
It's almost a civic awakening here in California in terms of getting people involved and excited and actually paying attention to what's happening in the legislative and governing process.
That governing process might be going a whole lot more smoothly, says Senate Democratic Majority Leader Don Parada, if the governor were in Sacramento instead of on the stump.
So our leadership can talk with him directly, and we can come up with something by Friday. That would be a much better use of his time, in my judgment, than barnstorming the state.
Parada says real negotiations have yet to begin, and Democrats will not accept all of the governor's proposals. For example, the spending cap could siphon up to $2 billion a year from education. And then, says Parada, there's the provision giving the governor the power to declare a fiscal emergency and make budget cuts of his own choosing, unless two-thirds of the lawmakers can come up with an alternative within just 30 days.
And that's just not a practice that we're going to permit. I mean, there are constitutional provisions for what the executive of this state is responsible for and what the legislature is responsible for. We're not going to change them simply because California finds itself in a unique situation that hopefully we won't find again.
Meanwhile, the governor doesn't have the campaign trail to himself. State Treasurer Phil Angelides, a Democrat and likely opponent of Schwarzenegger's in 2006, is also traveling the state, denouncing the governor's plan to borrow $15 billion.
His bonds are not magic money. They will cost every California household $3,000. And I just don't think it's right to ask our children over the next 30 years to pay for today's deficits.
So whatever the governor and legislature agree to by Friday's deadline, Angelides intends to make sure the debate over California's fiscal crisis continues right up to Election Day. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.